and it's John Gibbons with the Lower League Show. And it's an unscheduled Lower League Show because every now and again something happens and I need to find out more about that. I didn't exactly have my eye on League Two, I'll be honest with you, before the weekend started, but I very much did as things developed. And anyone who knows the Bristol Rovers story, absolutely phenomenal what went on there. So I needed to find out more. So I had to wait till the boys from the Gascast sobered up. But it's Tuesday and Ollie just about has it. Ollie, I mean, talk to me about the weekend, mate. It's just, like, I mean, such a phenomenal story, what Bristol Rovers needed to do and what they managed to do, you know, might never be done again.
No, I mean, so we recorded our Gascast at a pub just down the road from the ground in Bristol yesterday. And we were all saying there, you know, still struggling to put it into words, which for a podcast obviously isn't ideal. But honestly, it's still, you know, I'm thinking about it today. It just still blows my mind, really, what happened over the weekend. So for those who don't know, we went into the last game of the season. We were at home to Scunthorpe, who bottom of the league, already relegated. But we were in fourth place. Northampton Town were in third. So they had the last automatic promotion spot. We were level on points, but Northampton were five ahead of us on goal difference. So Northampton were away at Barrow. Northampton won the game 3-1, and which meant that we needed to, you know, make up a huge goal difference. And I mean, somehow we did it. We won 7-0 against Scunthorpe. Just unbelievable scenes. It's ridiculous. You know, we've made national news in New Zealand, and for, you know, for you guys that's probably quite a regular thing, but for little old Bristol Rovers, you know, we don't usually make news in Norwich, let alone New Zealand. So it was just it's just been an absolutely incredible weekend. And then us lot on Gascast podcast, we were all lucky enough to blag a table at the Player Awards evening on Sunday as well.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so we were at the Concord Museum in Bristol, and we had a little table there, and it was just an amazing way to cap the weekend. So yeah, we've been out three nights in a row, I think, and hopefully by this weekend I'll have sobered up a little bit, but I'm just just buzzing off life at the moment, as you can imagine.
I do have to say, I tried to get Ollie's number from everyone's the social media, and they got it wrong twice. In the end, they just had a guess at it, and managed to get it right, because I thought these guys are struggling, but absolutely fair play. When did you start to believe, Ollie, in the game that it was possible? Because they had to go 3-0 up fairly quickly, which obviously makes it, you know, even tougher. You're not really sure sort of how many goals they're going to end up with, but then they get pegged back to 3-1 and it just sort of ends up staying at that. So do you remember a minute in the game where you start to think, actually, we might do this?